This program is brought to you by CSIP, Gores, Valeo, and Company, and Real Excellence Online.
New exploration awaits in the Unmuted 2.0, where we continue to spread smiles as we redefine possibilities.
Uy, friend! Congrats nga pala sa business mo ah. Balita ko, successful ka na raw. Sana all.
Uy, thank you sis. Ikaw rin, magiging successful ka rin. Basta work hard lang, tsaka dun ka sa may passion ka.
Ay nako, iba pa rin kapag may swerte. Ilang beses na akong sumubok, wala pa rin eh. Nakakapagod na. Buti ka pa friend, mayaman na. Tibir mo naman friend group natin soon.
Ay, sure, next time ako bahala sa inyo.
Tapos sleepover na rin kami sa inyo. O kaya outing tayo, ganun. Tsaka pakilala mo na rin ako sa mayayaman mong friends, ha? Tsaka friend, baka may extra ka dyan. Pautang na rin. Love ya!
Ay, sure, alam mo friend, ito lahat ng cash sa akin, iyo na. Mag-taxi ka na rin pa uwi, ha? At wag mo na akong kontakin, nakakaloka to. Ang dami mong gustong gawin, tapos di mo paghirapan. Instead, sinukuan mo yung gusto mong gawin at puro sana all ka dyan. Baka lang to, bye!
And we're back with another episode of the Unmuted 2.0. And we're also on our season 4. I am Gab.
And I am Haisa, and for today's episode, we will tackle all about reaching success. Syempre naman no, dahil lahat tayo ay may pangarap na inaabot, kaya excited na din ako for this topic. And you heard it right, this is episode 1 of season 4, entitled, Setting an Example, Reaching Success with Advocacies.
Let us welcome our guest for today's episode. He is the founder of the social enterprise Cacao Culture Philippines. He is also a financial independence retire early or FIRE advocate and the founder of the FIRE Movement Philippines. He is none other than Mr. Kenneth Reyes Lau. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Hello, Gab. Hello, Haisa. I'm doing good.
Yes, that's good to know, sir, especially these times, diba? It's good to know that you're doing good. And of course, with that, we shall now proceed to our first question.
Sige, let's go.
Okay, so for our first question, sir, what made you start your business?
For Cacao Culture, actually for me personally, I have been I've started multiple businesses already. May konting success, may maraming failures, and parang I think I am more of a entrepreneurial junkie ba yung tawag doon? Hindi ko sure. Basta yung ano ko is I just wanted to start something, a business, anything entrepreneurial. Even when I was studying or even if I was working in a corporate setting, parang I'm always tinkering with something na hopefully it will grow into a business. No? For Cacao Culture naman, I started it with my wife, Sheila, and we started it coming from loss, meaning we closed down our previous business in Manila. And it was based, parang IT-based na company. So we were working in Manila, we had a business, and then eventually we had to close it down. And we felt that Manila has been parang too expensive for us in a sense na higher cost of living, that we looked into moving outside. So we decided to move to Davao City. And then there discovered yung mga priorities ng city in agriculture, which one of the fruits that they were prioritizing was cacao. So doon, paglipat namin doon, doon lang namin na-discover yung cacao. And we just fell in love with the concept of we could actually grow our own chocolates. No? Doon talaga nagsimula. And siguro what made us start it was even if we did not have any background in agriculture, some people might say parang leap of faith, pero sa amin it was more of like what's the worst that could happen, in a sense na parang we already came from a loss eh. Parang we just closed down a business, so parang let's try ulit. And then ang difference lang is that the knowledge and the learnings that we have gotten from our previous experience, equipped na kami with that. going into this next venture. No? So that's the only difference, and that's one of the reasons siguro why we are still here even through the pandemic. No? So that's one thing. I think medyo pride then when you say what made you start your own business for Kakao Culture. I think it's more of like we need to have more love for Philippine chocolates. So medyo ano din yun, no? Parang national pride kind of thing na gusto natin i-promote talaga na kaya pala natin gumawa ng chocolates dito sa Philippines that is high quality, can compete with imported chocolates. Diba? So, hanap tayo ng hanap ng imported, meron pala dito sa sarili nating country. So, yun yung isa ding reasons why we thought of starting Kakao Culture.
Nasa first question pa lang tayo, pero nakaka-inspire na kagad ang mga sagot ni Sir Kenneth. Like yung kahit na nagkaroon sila ng loss and nagsara yung previous business nila, that didn't stop them from starting another one. And they learned their lessons sa mga failures na nangyari sa kanila previously. Yan. So moving on to our second question. What challenges did you have to overcome at the beginning of your journey?
For challenges for Kakao Culture when we were setting that up, siguro we just gave ourselves, parang meron lang kaming budget for a year. Kailangan ko kumita na from the business. And then my wife, parang yun lang yung tinatawag kasi sa business or sa mga startups, yung tinatawag nilang runway. You have this much runway. So you have this amount of money to make the business work. Kung hindi, sarado na. Parang ganun. So meron lang kaming binigay na runway for ourselves na maybe for a year that we need to earn money from the business already that could sustain us. Pero in the meantime, so I'll focus on the business and then my wife got a job pa rin, no? To support both of us. So yun yung one of the challenges na hindi naman pagbukas mo ng negosyo, may kita na agad, diba? So yun yung ano namin, binigyan namin yung sarili namin ng runway. And then another challenge I would say is that we're working more with farmers. So it's very different in a sense na iba yung priorities nila, iba yung needs nila versus when we were working at a corporate level in the city. Iba din, no? So it's totally different. And siguro yun, yun yung learning. And also, siguro for my wife, ano, language, she's Tagalog and sa Davao, ano naman, Bisaya yung predominant language. But they could also understand Tagalog naman. Pero yun lang, she had to adjust with the language. So those, I think, early trials for us, for Kakao Culture.
Thank you very much, sir. And we're glad that you were able to push through it, diba? And of course, honestly for me, I find it very inspiring and very realistic po. Kasi diba, hindi yung sinasabi na we're here kasi yung parang hindi siya naging mahirap sa inyo. But from the way you share it, diba, for me, it's very inspiring na ito yung pinagdaanan nyo and you were able to overcome it and become where you are now. So with that, what inspires you to develop your ideas into what it is right now?
For me personally, I have this characteristic na yung mahilig mag-start ng something. Ang flow ko naman is sustaining it. So medyo malikot yung utak ko when it comes to new ideas, thinking of something na it might work. So parang nandun ako sa phase na gusto ko parati mag-start. And with that, na-identify ko rin yun before. So kailangan ko ng follow-through and I need to refocus my energy para lang maging successful yung isang bagay. For me right now, no, in this process na 5 years na kami sa Kakao Culture, nagtitinker na naman ako ng ibang things, ibang possible business. Pero yun lang, medyo kinokontrol ko na rin yung sarili ko. I might get too excited about these things and biglang hindi ko ma-follow through. So mag-fail lang yun lahat kasi walang focus na enough energy to do it. So I think there's a lot of inspiring things kasi sa totoo lang, sa pagkaintindi ko, no, there's no original idea. There's always a mish, parang mix and match of those things, no? Some, baka may makita ka online na, uy, mukhang pwede yan gawin dito sa area namin, and then you put your own twist with it. Diba? So parang, ano yan, it's always a mix and match or a mashup of ideas and concepts. And yun lang, I think the key is really to test it out. If it works or if it doesn't work, then ano na, parang may nag-tweak mo na lang siguro. Kung hindi talaga nag-work, then you just move on to the next one.
Thank you so much po for sharing that, Sir Kenneth. Sure ako na maraming natutunan ang ating listeners. Like yung sa sinabi niyo po na pag may gusto kayong mangyari or gawin, sige lang, itry niyo lang kahit na di kayo sure kung ano yung magiging outcome, kung magiging successful ba or hindi, go lang. Kahit mag-fail man, mag-move on na lang and sumubok pa ng iba pang bagay.
Pero I have a question. So balik na rin ko lang na. I have a question for Gab and Aisa. Meron ba kayong business na gustong subukan?
Ako po, since I enjoy watching videos related to baking, mga paggawa ng mga dessert po, ganun. Though hindi ko pa po masyadong na-experience yung pagbe-bake. I think yun po yung gusto ko, like bakery cafe po, mga ganun.
Baking, unang rinig ko, Aisa, dating.
Baking po. Yes po.
And so for me naman, ano sir, related to food din, kasi mahilig naman akong kumain. So parang, ayun. And I enjoy cooking as well, so ayun, more on restaurant siguro.
Okay. Aisa, may unang customer ka na. Okay.
Yes, ikaw.
So, ayan, sir. Bibisita ako. Mahilig ako dyan, mga cafe. Hi, sa customer.
Sige. Okay, so moving on to our next question. Knowing what you know now po, Sir Kenneth, is there anything you would have done differently when you were first starting out?
Knowing what I know now. Siguro I'll touch on our personal advocacies, no? So, sa cacao culture, our advocacy really is about helping cacao farmers and yung mga team namin to have a decent income and also to really uplift their lives from poverty. Yung next advocacy namin is sa personal finance and yung FIRE, no? Yung tinatawag na financial independence, retire early. So your question is asking me, knowing what I know now, meron ba akong pwedeng baguhin, no? So, when I learned about FIRE, na-realize ko that we could save and invest a certain amount of money based on a computation, no? And it will earn, tawag dito, it will perpetually earn money for us that we could withdraw 4% from that investment that could cover our basic expenses. Ayun ko, siguro sa kayo, accounting kayo, mas maintindihan nyo siguro yon versus the mass, kunwari public, no? Pero essentially, we just want to have a certain amount of money that would grow at a certain rate which we could safely withdraw from, no? Yung tinatawag nilang safe withdrawal rate na hindi maubos yung funds, no? So, sa FIRE, ang rule of thumb is 4% of the fund could be withdrawn annually. And that 4% could cover your annual expense. So, natutunan ko lang to maybe 2 years, 3 years ago. And I learned this at your age, kunwari graduating and starting my job. I would have saved more and invested more at an earlier age so that I could have retired at 35 or maybe earlier 40. Kasi yung society natin really dictates that the retirement age is 65 or even 70. Pero if you have that money, you will have that option to not work anymore. Yun lang naman talaga yung hinihingi natin is our freedom to choose. If you are enjoying your job, you're getting enough money out of it, pero you also have enough money invested, then you could still continue the job that you love. But if you don't like it, you have the option na to leave. Diba? Hindi yan sabihin natin na forever na mag-work ka until 65 kasi wala kang ibang choice. So yun. So knowing what I know now, I would have saved more, invested more, managed my personal finances. So kayo, I think you're taught how to manage other people's finances. No, kasi when you go into work, yan, you have to manage the company's finances. Pero I would suggest more accounting students look into their personal finances more diligently. Yun lang. Learning how to invest. No, yun yung akin. Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. And I totally agree with your sentiments po because personally, yun din ang plano ko. And thank you very much for sharing that, sir, with our listeners. Kasi, diba, it is true that we should also prioritize our own personal finances, diba? And should learn to invest and save smart. Diba? Yun po yung, ano, kasi meron din naman ng mga nag-i-invest but they're not really studying it well. So, it's also better to save and invest smartly. So, ayan, sir. So, with that, how do you stay grounded despite your success, sir?
Na-realize ko, I would say it's just God. No? Baka medyo cliche, pero spiritually, I think we found Him. No? And He keeps us grounded in a way na all the success, all the wins, even the losses, kasama siya. No, so hindi siya nandyan pag successful ka. No, he's there constantly. And when we were doing other businesses, it was more of like parang ano eh, in my mind parang yung success ng previous companies na in-start ko, it was all on me. Parang ako lang talaga. Now with what I'm doing, it's more of like kasama ko si God sa lahat ng bagay. So, if it's successful, then we are grateful. If hindi siya successful, then we learn from it. So, parang ganun. So, yun yung natutunan ko with losing in terms of closing down companies. So, parang lahat kasi I thought kailangan akuin in terms of lahat ng gagawin. Ako lang yung may kaya, di ba? So now, with Kakao Culture, na-realize talaga namin that it's God that's helping us through this. And that's what keeps us grounded. The success, parang we're not too high on it and we're not too proud to say na, kami yan, gawa namin yan. Parang ganun. We're more lifting it up to Him. No? Kunwari may mga mag-compliment sa amin na successful na kayo. Parang we just keep it at bay. Siyempre, masarap pakinggan, no, yung mga compliments na gano'n. Pero definitely, in our hearts, we lift everything up to Him.
Okay, salamat po. And yon, I agree po dun sa sinabi niyo na God keep us grounded. Siya yung kasama natin kahit ano pang mangyari. Success man or mag-fail, He's with us all the time. Okay, so now moving on to our last question. Do you have any advice po ba to the people who wants to start a business to promote their advocacies?
Ang advice ko for this, definitely make sure the business model is sound. Meaning, kikita yung business model. Kasi it will fund the advocacy. So, you understand what I'm saying? May mga iba kasi na gusto lang, oh, gusto ko gumawa ng social enterprise, gusto ko gumawa ng ganitong business para makatulong, ganun. So, there's nothing wrong with that. Ang problem lang, they might overlook at the business part kasi malaki masyado yung gusto nating tulungan na group, no? Why most social enterprise fail is that parang gusto natin tulungan lahat eh. In the world, in this world, sobrang daming problem. You just have to pick one. Pick your battles, di ba? If it's poverty, ma-alleviate ba natin lahat ng poverty? Or ma-alleviate ba natin yung ano, let's say, yung environmental impact? I think you just need to pick a lane and then pick a segment and focus, no? Kasi minsan, in trying to, parang we overextend the help na hindi kaya ng business side. In the end up, it will just close down. So ang ano talaga is more of like, the business model has to work. That you need, you're earning money, and then may portion doon that keeps the business running. And then there's a portion there that goes to the community or goes back to helping your advocacy. No? So there needs to be a balance.
Thank you very much, sir. Your insights are very wonderful. We hope our listeners were inspired the same with us po. Kasi sobrang grabe. Alam niyo po yung journey niyo. It's really motivating for me, especially na parang as a graduating student who's going to work in the real world. And so parang now I know at least na parang in the real world it's not always about successes. You know, we always have to acknowledge our failures and learn from it. Diba? Yun po yung parang pinaka natutunan ko from what you've shared. And it's very something na I will really look forward to when I work. Na parang, I learned this from Sir. Na I don't have to be so hard on myself. I just need to learn from it. So with that, thank you very much, Sir Kenneth, for giving us your time. And of course, for guesting in our episode for tonight. We hope you have enjoyed as much as we did. And of course, Haisa.
Yes, Sir Kenneth, do you have anything that you want to promote po?
Yes. So for your listeners, Gab and Haisa, gusto ko lang sana i-promote one is Kakao Culture. So you could check us sa Facebook or Instagram, Kakao Culture Philippines. And we are also live on Shopee and Lazada. So you could check out different Philippine chocolates, no? And then we ship nationwide naman. So, darating din yun sa inyo. And then second, I would like to promote also a Facebook group that we are managing called Fire Movement Philippines. So these are Filipinos that are already practicing fire, yung lifestyle na yun. And our members are all over. No, may mga OFWs tayo from the Middle East, Singapore, Europe, US. And then we also have Filipinos all over the Philippines trying to figure out how to invest safely and how to reach their fire number. Yun yung tinatawag natin, Gab and Haisa, na the amount that you need to save and invest, no, yung fire number. So if you guys want to learn more about this kind of lifestyle, especially since you're younger, then please join the group or like the page, Fire Movement Philippines.
Guaranteed, sir. Meron na po agad kayong mga bagong followers sa inyong movement. Because personally, I am really looking forward and looking forward to being, to doing that movement. Kasi medyo ano rin po tayo sa money. Medyo mahigpit tayo sa money. So, yeah. I really find it motivating, di ba, to save and earn and invest. So, ayan. Thank you very much, Sir Kenneth. And there you have it. We hope our listeners have learned a lot. And sana na-inspire and na-motivate tayo with Sir Kenneth's story. So with that, thank you very much to our listeners. And of course, thank you, Sir Kenneth. And we hope everyone would have a good night.
Thank you so much po, Sir Kenneth.
My arms are I can't.